Some people will tell you that the malaise has set in over Baltimore, thick like the clouds that rolled in as Preakness was about to start. They will dismissively describe the city's problems as spiraling and insurmountable. They will inform you of their plans to move from the city to the suburbs as if turning their back on the city is a somehow logical solution. Indeed, the further one heads north of the city, the harder it is to hear the shouts of the disenfranchised or the rattle of their unrest. In urban planning vernacular, this is called flight, and the word is as loaded with negativity and isolationism as you think. This disengagement will create a self-fulfilling prophecy. See, I told you Baltimore was broken. Look what has happened since I've left. But many of us refuse to accept this wholesale capitulation and take this rejection as a challenge to double down on our respective efforts, a double down that results in more investment of time, treasure, and talent into the city, including deeper commitments to local charitable and civic organizations. This is our obligation as citizens, and we must not back away now or any time in the future. My company will continue to affirm our commitment to Baltimore. In the past 10 years alone, we have been involved in the creation of nearly $500 million in residential development within the city limits alone, resulting in the creation of more than 600 new residences. To us, this is only the beginning. It is time to make a commitment to love Baltimore today so that our children can enjoy its greatness tomorrow.